You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 145, When It's Time to Let Go. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Today, we're going to discuss a very important subject. It's something that we all need to hear. This discussion will free you from some things that you've been holding on to that you need to let go of. You need to let go of something in order to move on and progress in your life. But before we begin that discussion, I want to say thank you to everyone who helped make my book, Doors of Light, a number one bestseller on Amazon last month. I partnered with the Oxford Writers in London, England, to help reach my goal for this year to put that book in as many hands as possible, to change as many lives as possible in 2018. And on February 21st, our book went to number one in three different categories, and it went all the way to number two in metaphysics. That was very exciting. So thank you to everyone who bought a copy of the book and to the team at Oxford Writers in London. They did an awesome job of promoting the book. We not only had success in the United States, but also in Canada, England, and in Australia. So it was a very big day for us here at Awaken. Also, I want to say thank you to everyone who has taken the time to leave a review, because reviews are so important. And if you haven't had an opportunity to leave a review on Amazon for my book yet, and of course you've already read it, please do so. I love reading those reviews, and sometimes they make me cry too. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for your love and support. I'd also like to say hello to Marianne in Norway, and thank you, Marianne, for reaching out to me and letting me know how much this podcast has changed your life. She said that it's something that she's been looking for her entire life. There is a language gap, so she has to listen over and over again, but you know, that shows me that she really wants this information. It's really incredible when you have to cross a language barrier to get to some profound information. I love hearing this. I love hearing that people are inspired enough to do that. So many blessings to you, Marianne, and to all of you who really appreciate the show and who have taken the time to reach out to me. Thank you. Now let's get on with today's message. Why is it so important for us to let go? Spirit says that we need to know when it's time to let go of something or someone. Because when we don't let go, we hold ourselves back. We stay in old vibrations that should have passed by now. When we don't know when to let go of something, be it an idea, a project, something physical, a person, or a relationship, then it cripples us vibrationally and we remain stagnant in our lives. It's not always easy to let go, especially when you've invested so much time and energy into something. That's what makes it so difficult. But this can be a very big subject because it could pertain to anything. And I'm speaking to people across the world. So I need you to fill in the blanks for yourself. This can be about anything. It can be time for you to let go of your children, to let them grow into adulthood, to move off to college, or just to another level in life. You can need to let go of a project that's going nowhere fast. But because you've invested so much time and money into it, you're trying to raise it from the dead. Some of you are holding on to property, houses, or cars that you bought, intending on bringing them back to life and to create a business out of them. But all this has been doing is sucking you dry financially. I saw this very clearly when I started working on this show. I clearly saw a house that needs a lot of work, and it was basically being totally restored. It's been a long time that you've been working on this property, and the time has really passed for the project. It was like an idea from another lifetime. They were showing me this, and now it's just time for you to let that go. Let go of the house. I don't usually get so specific when I'm doing these shows, but Spirit wanted me to speak about this. And it's a direct message for somebody out there who needs to hear it. Let it go, sell it, because that's what Spirit is saying. Free yourself. Now, for someone else, it could be a business relationship that was just great 10 years ago, but lately it's been no good at all. You're not seeing any profits from it. It may be a time to look into building other partnerships. It could also be a friendship or a love relationship that you've outgrown. You need to see when something is no longer healthy for you. It used to be good, but it's been bad for a long time. Sometimes it's an idea or a goal that you had, but this goal is no longer a worthy goal for you. You need to understand that we grow, and our goals have to grow with us. You have to be flexible because for some reason you're stuck on this idea, even though it's no longer relevant or worthwhile to your life. It's no longer beneficial for you where you are right now. For some of you, you may need to let go of someone who has passed on and made their transition. You need to understand that death is an illusion, and that person, or even in some cases, it's a pet, is still very much alive, just vibrating at a different level. They can still communicate with you, but now you have to learn a new way of communicating with them. They have moved on vibrationally, and their experience is now different. As eternal beings, this is something we have to go through over and over again, moving into different vibrational levels. And each one of us has to go on with our lives wherever we are. We need to be conscious and aware when things are becoming unhealthy for us. And basically, this is a result of not knowing when to let go. Sometimes this is a grudge or a hurt from your past that you can't move on from, but you can't grow until you let go. You're holding yourself stagnant in a certain vibration. Let go so you can grow. Spirit said we all need to hear this because humans just get stuck and we don't know when to let go. This is why so many suffer from what has been called arthritis. This is a manifestation of spiritually holding on to things very tightly that should have been released a long time ago. You will notice that people who have arthritis have a very difficult time accepting change. Even on a mental level, they resist new ideas or new ways of thinking. Now, I've been in this field for a very long time, and I've seen it over and over again. The mind-body connection is very real. Letting go produces fear because it's the fear of the unknown. You say to yourself, what will happen if I let this go? You have to know that when one door closes, another will open. That's what will happen. You can't hold on to things out of fear because you cannot grow and your prayers cannot be answered. When you hold on to things that should have been released, you are not leaving space for something new to come in. You are literally blocking the energy of the new from coming into your life. A mental blockage becomes a physical blockage. This is what I mean about arthritis. Everything is this way. It all starts in our minds and then it manifests in our lives. It's our perception that we have to hold on to things that messes us up. We need to constantly be evaluating our lives and seeing where change would be beneficial to us. We have to change the way we look at things in order to change the things we see. We are creating our realities. Letting go takes faith, real faith, because you have to move on it. You have to trust that your angels have your back and that the universe is conspiring for your greatness. Spirit always reminds me that I already have everything that I need. I just need to change my perception so I can see it. We all have to do this. It's part of the renewal process. Life is constantly changing and being renewed energetically. And your life has to reflect this in order for joy and happiness to be a part of your life. You have to freshen things up around you. Buy some new curtains, plant some new flowers, do something different. Change up something, and you will feel the newness of energy flow in. It's not always easy, But you know when you should let something go because you start having a lot of challenges around it. The challenges become more and more frequent, where before it was just an occasional challenge. But now, around this thing, this person or idea, it's a constant challenge. It takes your peace. It sucks up all of your resources. It takes the patience of Job to continue to deal with it. There are many signs to let you know when it's time to let something go. Remember, when the winds of change start blowing through your life, they're only creating an opening for something new to come in. The winds start to blow because of the vibrational difference between the old and the new energy. The clash begins to create confusion and chaos in your life. This happens to grab your attention and to get you out of your stuckness, out of your comfort zone. Something needs to change, and you just need to see it so you can let go of it and get out of your own way. Remember that holding on to things past their time can turn what was once a blessing into a curse. Just by knowing when to let go will allow your blessings to flow. The universe wants to continuously bless you, but it has to do this by bringing new energy into your life. It's you who create blocks and barriers to this new energy because you're too busy holding on to something of your past. Remove the old stagnant energy from your life and simply allow the process of renewal to happen. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. Please share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.